what holy witness?
Sazed looked up. This is one of the passages that ruin changed, Brees, he said quietly. When I wrote it, it read differently, but ruin altered it, trying to trick me and Vin into fulfilling his prophecies. The Scar had started to call me the Holy Witness, their own term. So Ruin retroactively changed Quan's writings so that they seemed prophetic and reference me.
Is that so? Breeze asked, rubbing his chin. What did it say before?
Sazed ignored the question, instead meeting Tensoon's canine eyes.
How did you know? He demanded. How do you know the words of the ancient Terrace prophecies?
Tensoon fell back on his haunches.
It strikes me as odd, Terraceman. There's one great inconsistency in this all, a problem no one has ever thought to point out. What happened to the packmen who traveled with Rashik and Alendi up to the Well of Ascension?
Rashik, the man who had become the Lord Ruler. Breeze stood up straight.
That's easy, Khandra, he said, waving his cane.
Everyone knows that when the Lord Ruler took the throne of Chlenium, he made his trusted friends into noblemen. That's why the nobility of the final empire were so pampered. They were the descendants of Rashik's good friends.
Tensoon sat quietly. No, Sazed thought with wonder. No, that couldn't be. He couldn't have made those packmen into nobles.
Why ever not? Breeze asked.
Because the nobility gained allomancy, Sazed said, standing. Rashik's friends were ferrochemists. If he'd made them into noblemen, then...
Then they could have challenged him, Tensoon said. They could have become both allomancers and ferrochemists as he was, and had his same powers.
Yes, Sazed said. He spent 10 centuries trying to breed ferrochemy out of the Terrace population, all in fear that someday someone would be born with both ferrochemy and allomancy. His friends who went to the well with him would have been dangerous, since they were obviously powerful ferrochemists, and they knew what Rashik had done to Alendi. Rashik would have had to do something else with them, something to sequester them, perhaps even kill them.
No, Tensoon said. He didn't kill them. You call the father a monster, but he was not an evil man. He didn't kill his friends, though he did recognize the threat their powers posed to him. So he offered them a bargain, speaking directly to their minds while he was holding the power of creation.
What bargain? Breeze asked, obviously confused.
Immortality, Tensoon said quietly. In exchange for their ferrochemy. They gave it up, along with something else.
Sazed stared at the creature in the hallway, a creature who thought like a man but had the form of a beast.
They gave up their humanity, Sazed whispered.
Tensoon nodded.
They live on? Sazed asked, stepping forward. The Lord Ruler's companions? The very Terracemen who climbed to the well with him?
We call them the First Generation, Tensoon said. The founders of the Khandra people. The father transformed every living ferrochemist into a mistwraith, beginning that race. His good friends, however, he returned to sentience with a few hemallergic spikes. You've done your work poorly, Keeper. I expected that you'd drag this out of me long before I had to leave.
I've been a fool, Sazed thought, blinking away tears. Such a fool.
What? Breeze asked, frowning. What's going on? Sazed? My dear man, why are you so flustered? What do this creature's words mean?
They mean hope, Sazed said, pushing into his room, hurriedly throwing some of his clothing into a travel pack.
Hope? Breeze asked, peeking in.
Sazed looked back toward where Breeze stood.
The Chandra had walked up and stood behind him in the hallway.
The Terrace Religion Breeze, Sazed said. The thing my sect was founded for. The thing my people have spent lifetimes searching to discover. It lives on. Not in written words that can be corrupted or changed, but in the minds of men who actually practiced it. The Terrace faith is not dead.
There was one more religion to add to his list. His quest was not yet over.
Quickly, Keeper, Tensun said. I was prepared to go without you since everyone agreed that you had stopped caring about these things. However, if you will come, I will show you the way to my homeland. It is along the path I must travel to find Vin. Hopefully you will be able to convince the first generation of the things I have not.
And that is?
Sazed asked, still packing.
That the end has arrived.
Ruin tried many times to get spikes into other members of the crew. Though some of what happened makes it seem like it was easy for him to gain control of people, it really was not. Sticking the metal in just the right place, at the right time, was incredibly difficult, even for a subtle creature like Ruin. For instance, he tried very hard to spike both Elend and Yeoman. Elend managed to avoid it each time, as he did on the field outside of the small village that contained the next-to-last storage cache. Ruin did actually manage to get a spike into Yeoman once. Yeoman, however, removed the spike before Ruin got a firm grip on him. It was much easier for Ruin to get a hold on people who were passionate and impulsive than it was for him to hold on to people who were logical and prone to working through their actions in their minds. 63. What I don't understand, Vin said, is why you chose me. You had 1,000 years and hundreds of thousands of people to choose from. Why lead me to the Well of Ascension to free you?
She was in her cell, sitting on her cot, which now lay legless on the floor, having collapsed when she removed the screws. She'd asked for a new one. She'd been ignored. Ruin turned toward her. He came often, wearing Reen's body, still indulging himself in what Vin could only assume was a kind of gloating. As he often did, however, he ignored her question. Instead, he turned to the east, eyes seeming as if they could see directly through the cell.